Hey, this is T.A. Marion calling in from kilometer 2473 of Paddling North. And what another day it was. I guess I titled my update yesterday as Two Big Days a little early because it's really been three big days. One of the big highlights of today was crossing the Arctic Circle, which we did this morning. We did it a little bit earlier than expected because we had a bear come into camp at about 4 a.m. You'll remember that because of the musk ox, we ended up only getting into bed at 2. So then that was a bit short of a night. So the bear came in. Actually, it was, in some ways a non-incident. He came in. He woke me up because all I could hear was this sort of big, deep, snorty, breathy thing. And then he walked around the side of the tent. We saw him. We got our bear spray ready. And then he walked away a bit, and then he came back sort of sniffing at the tent, so I sort of unzipped the zip a bit, which moved him away a little bit, and then Marion got a bear banger flare ready, and as he started to go on, I said, "You go, bear, you go," in my stern voice, and off he went, and he didn't come back, but of course, we didn't feel comfortable going back to sleep, so there we were at 5 a.m. on the river, drifting away, going, "I can't believe this has just happened," and so we did the paddle around to the Arctic Circle and celebrated by setting off the flare that never got set off and having breakfast on a beautiful little sandbar and then kind of taking a funky, sometimes paddling, sometimes drifting, sometimes having cat naps in the boat today. And at one point I said, this is if any of you grew up in the late 60s, early 70s will remember Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, because we had the musk ox, and we had another musk ox this morning that we saw from the boat, and we saw what happened when we talked to it, and it ran off. So that may be our new strategy for musk ox, just talk to them. We saw a wolf stalking cranes, a blonde wolf, so that was pretty cool. And we saw a whole V of ducks flying overhead. So wildlife continues to be both a highlight and a challenge for us these days. As does the temperature. The Arctic Circle we crossed today is 60 degrees 33 minutes, and we also had 33 degrees temperature today. We're in the middle of a bit of a heat wave, and I think I have sunburn on my sunburn, even though I've been trying to keep clothes, keep covered and keep sunscreen on. I feel a little bit shaked and baked today. No sleep and lots of sun. And as soon as this call is over, I'm going to try to hit the hay and not listen to absolutely every sound of the night. We are, excuse me. We are surrounded sort of by cumulonimbus, big old thunderheads, and can't tell if any of them are going to come over and visit. We've been watching them all afternoon. We're all set up, all tied down, real nice. In some ways, it might be nice if one would come over and just do a little bit of rain to cool the night down. I remember as a kid enjoying when it would actually bring the heat out of the day. And we're going to try to get caught up a little bit on our sleep and see if we can get a little paddling in. The wind is perhaps going to rise again tomorrow, so we'll see how far we get. And that's our day. So three big days. I think our count now is four musk ox and four bear sightings on the trip and one very close bear sighting today. I think I counted up today that Marin and I have seen, or in close pro relatively close proximity, four black bears in our, or 14, sorry, 14 14 black bears in our travels, and I wondered which one of us was the bear magnet, not to mention the polar bear. So we've got all of our bear stuff handy. We've got a very clean kitchen as always, and we're surrounded by lots of driftwood, which should make lots of noise if anybody. And we also chose sort of this really barren, rocky-covered landscape bend called Anderson's Landing to camp on tonight. It almost felt like a toaster oven. Well, the rock actually attenuated the heat quite a bit, but it made for, with all the driftwood, we had a great solar shower. I had a great kitchen to cook in rather than in the sand tonight because of some kind of shale-like limestone, just like making sheets to make it beautiful to stand on. But it definitely has been hot. So that's the update. We're at kilometer 2473. We are at 66 and probably and half of a degree, 30 minutes, 33 minutes, something like that. I'm tired again. Sorry about that. north, so we've crossed the Arctic Circle, and it is day 70 here at Paddling North. Hope you had a great day. Happy Wednesday, and we will catch you from the beginning of week 11 of our expedition tomorrow. Take care.